What's happening?
I just love making you scramble.
Oh.
Hold on, I can't hear myself. Let me turn up the headphones.
Okay.
Damn, music's in the mix real loud.
You say that, but then you say it's quiet when you pan it up or whatever.
It's deafening when I actually am listening to it live. The problem is when you then listen to the MP3 afterward, it's low in the mix. There's something weird in the board where it's not represented properly.
I gotcha. But is that because it's music? And
no, it's just, I think it's just the pot it's on or whatever.
Okay.
For some reason, the headphone jack, I think, really boosts it when you're hearing it live, and then it doesn't feed into the mix that loudly.
I gotcha.
That was an electrifying introduction to Papa's Basement.
Wow.
I'm the host, John Papageorgiou.
And I'm Allison Frank.
Is that how I sound? For 2 seconds out of each show, I have a spark of energy. I'm glad he took a nice fat piss on it.
We don't say that.
Really?
But you know what? Since I did that, you got a half an orange you want to clean it up with?
Yeah.
Or some paprika.
I forgot paprika's in the mix too. A reference, a callback, if you will, to an older episode.
Oh, goodness.
If you want to listen to all those old episodes and the new ones as well, inpapasbasement.com. Go there. We upload this stuff every Monday, every Thursday. All the old episodes are up. All the new episodes go up again on those days. Our contact information is there as well. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. I'm very active there. She's at Allison Frank, Allis0nFrank. A bunch of my writing is hosted on the site, too, in case you can't do the audio streaming at work. And if you're big
into... But why can't they do the audio streaming at work? Because it's
know.
On your phone. So.
Most people do, honestly, through the phone.
Yeah.
My only concern is maybe there's like data limits or something for the phone, or the company's real weird about them streaming MP3s. Really, it's just something to say, though.
I guess.
Go to my site to do a lot. I also do Papa's Football Podcast, pfpod.com. Get that on iTunes as well.
Sounds good.
And thespookiescomic.com. I write that. So there's a bunch of junk I'm doing right now. Not making money or living an adult life, but doing a lot of that other stuff.
That counts.
It does. And apparently, you don't really need to make money to get anything anymore. You can have rock star sex with 2 pennies in your pocket, according to Miss Allison Frank, who introduced me to lipstick parties, or what the hell are they called? Lemon parties?
Rainbow parties.
There we go. Rainbow parties.
I thought this was your segue into Tyson getting it in prison, but
no, we're gonna talk this and then we're gonna go to Tyson. But Tyson had money and fame to get some.
Well, yeah, but he was getting it in prison. He was getting it so much he said he's exhausted.
He
was too tired to work out in prison because the chicks were working him out enough.
I mean, I'll talk about the autobio, which I've been reading, Undisputed Truth.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But you know what? I don't like to read, but I actually started.
Oh, we know.
Right.
We know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did start a couple summers
ago. You also
hate
the learned.
I actually love to learn new things. I just don't like to read to learn. I want to experience to learn.
You're a sensate. You need to sense and feel.
You're making it sound creepy. But I do.
You're just like, what do you mean fire hurts?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, hey, skydiving, ziplining, let me try it. I don't want to read about it. I just want to go do it. Let's go try it out. Same with you and the persimmon. I was just like, hey, let's just try it. Let's taste it. Let's make our face go numb.
That was so horrific. It's just a weird thing that we did an hour before the show. My dad was Greek, so he planted all kinds of weird crap in the backyard.
Well, in the front, too. You got figs in the front, persimmons in the back.
We have bizarre plants.
I didn't even know what that was until the mailman came and said, hey, do you mind if I have some of these figs from your tree?
Oh, yeah, our Vietnamese mailman goes ape for those figs. Weird foreign
people love
those
figs. I didn't even know that's what it was. And here I've known you for years.
I can pay debts in several lands with that fig tree.
Well, see, something you can thank your father for.
One of the weird things we have out back, though, is a persimmon tree.
Correct.
Which every year just gets bigger and bigger. I think my poor old cat Rudy's buried underneath it.
The persimmons are huge on that thing. Like
it makes these orange persimmons, which I don't know what a persimmon tastes like.
Yeah.
I just hear the name and I think of Richard Simmons, honestly. You came in.
Yeah.
For some reason, you were all hell-bent on trying these things.
Well, I'd never seen so many in the back. Well, you have to explain that your house is like boarded up practically. Your mom does not like any like light or stuff coming in. Like she's very closed, seems like. So it's like rare that she actually clips those curtains in the back, you know what I mean? Together to keep it closed and it's all.
Yeah, I like it. Who wants the outsiders peeking into all we got?
I mean, I'm a private person and I don't like people seeing in.
Could be like that Ethan Hawke movie that came out last year.
People,
what was that?
I don't know.
The piece of crap where like once a year you can kill everyone.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that movie. Sorry.
It's okay. That reference died on the vine. Continue.
But I did notice them and they were all these great, big, huge persimmons. And I asked your mom, I said, hey, do you use those? What are you doing? She goes, I don't eat them. And I asked you and I was like, hey, do you eat them?
Squirrels
have you ever tried
them?
And you said no.
And creepily enough, I'll remember to my dying day, a family of baby raccoons got into the persimmon tree and hung upside down like monkeys.
Yeah.
And I shined like a flashlight on them and their eyes lit up like Paris Hilton in that sex tape.
But they were raccoons or they were possums?
No, they're baby raccoons. So it was kind of cute but sinister because their little mouths were full of persimmon meat and they're just going, ng, ng, ng.
Yeah,
it was really weird looking.
Yeah, I saw somebody say something like that. Like, do you want to be, when they came to the raccoons, they're like, do you want to be a bandit or like a furry little animal? And the raccoon couldn't answer fast enough. They're like, so you're both. You know, because they have their mask painted on their face. Poor little things. But yeah, so your mom says she's not doing anything with them. So I said, well, I want to try them. I want to see if I can juice them or whatever. I talked to the lady who does my hair and she's been juicing for about a year. And I asked her about them and she said, oh, you can't really juice them.
Is she still big and fat?
No, she's not. Why was she ever big and fat? She never
I don't
was.
Know. A lot of people talk a lot of fitness noise and usually it's done nothing for them.
No, no, no. She's
and you're like, I'm supposed to listen to what you're
Korean
telling me?
Korean or something, Vietnamese or whatever.
They can't get fat, really. They have Asian weird powers like that. They eat
anyhow,
like
she's
dragon
super sweet
fins
and so it seems like she's gone on this. So she could talk the talk about juicing and fruits and vegetables and all that, and that was interesting to me. And I asked her about persimmons, and she said, oh, no, you can't really juice them because they're very soft. And when you look about them online, it's like they're almost like a jelly when they're ripe. The one that we tried today was not ripe, but specifically I wanted to try
it. No kidding.
I wanted to try it when it was
it
not
tasted
ripe.
Like peppery armpit.
It didn't. It tastes, when you first.
It tastes like cotton mouth. Like I can't describe.
But when you first taste it, when you first drink it, it is almost like a sweet kind of like a honey at first.
I had
none
of that.
And then it explodes into this cotton mouth.
You cut me a chunk of this crap. We're sitting around like we killed 5 minutes before driving off to do the show after I showed up at the home. And you're like, here, I got this from the backyard. You chop one of these things in half. Yeah. You give me a little sliver.
Yeah.
My mouth turned into an ass in 0.5 seconds. Like it was a black hole. There was a singularity in my gums. It was so bad.
It just tastes like, it's so unusual to kind of really describe.
It tastes like cotton mouth. There's no other way to put it.
But when you first sip it or when you first bite it, it is
I didn't
sweet.
Have that. It literally touched my tongue and it was like I'd been taking bong rips all afternoon.
It just looks like you took all the cotton out of your prescription bottle and stuffed it in your mouth.
I couldn't like it off my tongue fast enough. I had my head under the spigot.
It does take, and it just lingers there for a really long time.
It was about 5 minutes before it cleaned off.
Yeah, it's really unusual.
Which, by the way, was really smart. We're like, here's something that'll screw your throat right before we record for several hours. Have
when
fun.
I first tasted it, when I first drank it, I thought my tongue was swelling. Like, I thought, like, oh my God, like, I need to look in the mirror.
It's just so bad.
But it doesn't taste super bad. Like, I've had stuff, and
I think, it's the same way wasabi almost doesn't taste hot.
Right.
Just your sinuses are on fire.
Correct, exactly.
It's the same way. This doesn't taste sour or whatever. It's just literally
weird.
Like you injected Sour Patch powder into your tongue meat.
Because it's extraordinarily dry. Like, it just dries you out, and it gives you this tingly, numb feeling like your mouth is full of cotton.
So gross.
It's so weird.
It's not weird. It's just gross.
I wouldn't say gross. I mean, there is gross.
Well, yeah. You're not taking like a dachshund's crap and putting that in a blender.
Or the contents of a clear colostomy bag.
Neither that.
And wafting
nor
it.
Nor that.
Like it's a wine glass and you're just checking the age.
Just let's make the show sexy. Tell me about what are the rainbow parties?
The rainbow parties.
You mentioned this. We're having our lunch, and you're like, "Have you heard of rainbow parties?" And I'm
but I asked you because the reason I asked you was not specifically
about
that.
You needed a place to host,
right? I wanted to know if you like knew the Oprah connection, like why people say that Oprah like invented it.
I'm gonna look it up
or whatever.
Which you can explain.
But I was familiar with it.
I thought rainbow parties were you put different colored bracelets on, and like the pink one means oral. And the tuna colored one means vag, and the brown one's like you'll take it in the brown eye.
No, I mean, how I've heard of lipstick parties is just that you have a bunch of girls wear different colored lipstick, and then when you go to leave the party, then your lollipop is different colors.
The idea, this is according to Wikipedia, which is, of course, never incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the rainbow party was publicized in October 2003 on an episode of Oprah.
Oh, there you go.
Titled, Is Your Child Leading a Double Life? And it was about the trend of increasing promiscuity among American youth. Sadly, not in time for me. And the lack of parental awareness of sexual practices of their children.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun. And they talked about it in O Magazine as well.
Oh, well, they're making it, they're kind of slamming her like it's some fictitious thing that she just invented to kind of scare your kids from.
Yeah, yeah, they're BS. Whatever. I mean, it literally says it's a supposed group sex event featured in an urban legend. It was a great legend, though. Like, I heard it and I got chubbed up just hearing you talk about rainbow parties.
But that's what it is. The chicks go there and they're supposed to have, you know, each wear a different color lipstick and then, you know, polish your knob, and then when you leave, your knob is rainbow colored. So there you have it.
It's amazing.
It's not amazing. It sounds disgusting.
It does not sound disgusting.
Like, who's got the last color?
There
like,
are dumb people out there who, well, first of all, I don't know how you would make it through that, because it's not like I wouldn't get back up.
Yeah.
I'd get back up, but after the first pop, I take a while. After the second pop, good Lord. As a kid, I did three rounds.
But maybe everyone's just...
Maybe three or four times.
Maybe someone's... They're just priming for
okay,
the pop.
If they're fluffers, that's fine.
Yeah.
And it's just like a cutesy...
Yeah.
I did three licks type thing. That's fine. I don't know why that's funny.
Because you're so desirable.
Said everyone listening to the show ever.
Oh, you know.
I was just going to
explain. How many licks are you in for?
I
you're going to want to be here all night.
By the third round.
But I got to get to purple sometime.
By the third round, yeah. One of the girls will have to have her head held by two others. Because I can go for Christ knows how long by round three. It's just stew meat at that point.
That's disgusting.
It's still there. It's not going down, but it doesn't feel anything.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's crazy. It's disgusting. But the thing is, I think that you could probably get, especially if you're young, the younger people, and it's a younger population, like if they think, oh, well, if Cindy and Margo and, you know, Tina are in, then I'm in too, you know, I guess.
I don't think it's that. Well, okay. It could be an urban myth given how organized it has to be, but one, and I don't think I have a two, so I probably shouldn't have said one. People
well,
are
six.
Dumb, and they're going to hear this supposedly exists, and they're going to make it happen. It's like toga parties with Animal House.
Right.
Those really weren't a thing that was big.
Yeah.
And that came out,
and
everyone's just like, oh, yeah, we have those too.
Yeah.
And suddenly toga parties are big on every college campus, or so I heard.
I don't know. I've never been.
I saw them occasionally.
I was invited
as I peeked
to
out of my room
a
and
Greek,
took a...
Like a, the god and goddesses party or whatever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who are you going to be?
I was
Cerberus? Bam! Myth joke.
I was going to be the half goat.
Some satyr.
What's wrong with something with horns? I don't know. Horns and hooves. That was me.
I mean, there is some crazy promiscuous stuff out there, thanks in part to the internet.
Yeah, and I mean, but then you have to wonder, like, the thing, like, people get paid for some of these. Like, the rainbow thing, whatever. I mean, that's just...
I'd pay good money for that, by the way. I mean, if someone was asking... For how much money to have that act performed upon me, there's a lot of zeros.
But you're assuming that everyone's going to show up, be attractive. I mean, do you care if they're not?
I'm paying a lot of money. You heard that part. Yeah. I can get a bunch of pigs to blow me for free.
All right. Just wondering, because you have to put those clauses in there. I mean, who knows? Then you have a bunch of bridge trolls showing up going, we're hungry. You know, it's like, I'm wearing red. I go first. And you're like, if she goes first, there's not going to be any orange, yellow, and green. Cause,
I'm just slathered.
Because I'm already noodled.
I just look like a popsicle. Look like a push pop.
You're thinking Stu Meat came early. Because I'm done.
Yeah. Nothing doing. No explosivo.
I can't get that image out of my way. Who sent the hippo in here first?
Oh, man.
Yeah. But then again, do you want the hippo at the end either?
No, like, I don't.
Like, you're just right there.
I mean, you toss a few pigs in the mix.
Yeah.
To get that done.
Yeah.
But I remember one time I was offered a threesome.
Yeah.
And one chick was pretty hot. Yeah. And the other wasn't. I guess it was an ego thing.
Yeah.
Because A, the one chick doesn't want to be upstage, the one who's securing it for you.
Yeah.
And B, who's really going to just agree to bone a stranger because their friend wants them? Probably the chick who's not too
high. But I think if you trust your friend and you are kind of into those kind of sexual deviant acts, then you trust your friend.
I weaseled out of it. Yeah. I was like, what's the point of doing the fat one? Then the fat one lost a bunch of weight and looked good. So joke's on me.
Who's got egg on their face?
This guy right here. Double thumbs.
Oh my goodness. But like, what about those people like getting paid to cuddle and the cuddle parties and all those kinds of things? Like, that's crazy too. Like, now this woman, she started a business and it's like $25 an hour and she'll come over and cuddle with you. You're not getting anything else. Like, she's just thinking, you know what, as adults, like, we all have the need for touch and those kinds of things and whatever. And she's actually cute. She's, you know, she's not a 10, but she's not a bridge troll either. And she'll just come over for $25 an hour or whatever it is to cuddle.
That's so worthless. That's half the fun of a girlfriend right there, the cuddling part. Where you don't bone someone and you're just like, what have I done with my life up until this point? And you just can't wait to exit. That's what you get with a boyfriend or girlfriend. You sit there and you're like, oh, this is cuddling. It's fun. We're watching a movie together. I mean, to me, that's a big part of it.
But I think when you go out on a date, if you spend $25, that doesn't mean you're having any like physical contact with that person. But this, if you're, I mean, you're
if
definitely
I'm spending money to get a broad over, it's the pump is getting primed.
Like, this lollipop's getting licked.
What
ladies.
Kind of weird world do we live in? The cuddling is supposed to be after you bang the hooker and you toss him another Ben Franklin and you say another hour and I'm not going to stick it. And she goes, okay, you know what? I'm a little sore. It was already a long day.
That's right.
Pay someone just to cuddle is pathetic. You hear me? I'm not a judgmental guy.
I
am.
But I wouldn't probably mind getting paid to cuddle. That, like, if you think about it the other way.
I wouldn't either, as long as it wasn't a dude. I'd cuddle whatever.
We do the cuddle business and I give you all the dudes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I got another Phil?
I'm the gay cuddle bear.
He is so snuggly. We should start a website. Just, and you can be in the bunny
suit. PapaCuddleBear.com.
Yeah, and you've got the bear cub suit or the bunny ears. I want you to be in the Playboy suits. Yeah. That would be so funny.
It's so creepy because on one hand, you now have paying for less, in essence. That's what it really is.
Yeah. But and I mean, it's not illegal. That's the other thing.
It's not illegal.
Right. So you're not.
It's just stupid. It's just ridiculous. It's like, I pay this guy to fart in my face. Well, it's not illegal. It's just bizarre. And you're a horrible being if you want it.
I don't know. Do people pay for that?
I'm sure. I am absolutely sure.
You'd be extraordinarily rich right now.
Yeah. I'd have the Scrooge McDuck safe.
Every time you fart,
swim through.
There's like, there goes another Ben Franklin.
I'm just giving it away.
Mom, do you know how much gold is in this? I'm wafting your way.
You don't want to know what my car seat's into me for right now. My mattress, too. They're taking payday cash advance loans. Like you wouldn't believe.
I actually want us to do career changes. I won't be a nurse. You won't be a locksmith.
We're just going to be fart prostitutes.
That's right. I actually can't fart on command. I know you probably could.
If I eat the right things,
you're kind of like a Babe Ruth where you can just wave your hand and call it.
If I have a breakfast of shredded wheat and feta, I'm probably going to be good for the day.
Here comes one. Here's a south wind.
Exactly. I'm going to pop my thumb in my mouth like Rodney Dangerfield at the end of Back to School. And I'm going to test the wind and then let one rip.
Oh, my goodness. And then when people ask us what we do, and you're like, I fart for a living.
We're masters of the gastric arts.
That's right. Oh, goodness gracious.
Don't downplay it. So you've got on one hand people paying for less, and on the other, Reddit. God bless Reddit.com.
Yeah.
It's just such a den of inequity.
Right.
Inequity, rather.
Yeah.
Inequity would be a bad thing. I've talked at length about Gone Wild, Curvy,
yeah.
Asians Gone Wild, Big Boobs Gone Wild.
Right.
All these little groups of chicks that, for the hell of it, just get naked.
Yeah.
Gone Wild audio. Chicks making recordings of themselves getting off.
Yeah.
And they just like putting it out.
Yeah. Or they do those, Or the motion, it's like a motion, a few second motion thing.
Vines?
No, not vines, but it's like a motion picture. It's like 2 seconds of motion or whatever.
Oh, GIF. GIF.
Yeah.
Sorry. Soft G.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just give that crap away.
Yeah.
And guess what I stumbled upon a while? I've talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
Again, I've got like 5-7 topics tops.
Yeah. I got you.
And they just rotate. I'm like a pitcher. You get the order right. You don't need a lot of pitches. I'm Mariano Rivera.
I pretty much got
a fastball, but it's good.
Yeah.
So there's a subreddit called Random Acts of BJ.
Oh, no.
And it's literally women just posting things like, I just finished midterms. Need to unwind. Hit me up here and tell me why I should blow you type stuff. Or they'll say things like, yeah, don't get creepy about it. Oh, I'm sorry, stranger on the internet offering to digest my seed after you've only met me in person 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
God forbid I be the one to make this exchange bizarre.
Can you wear these cat ears?
Yeah, sorry, I'm the weirdo.
That's
here.
Me crossing the line.
Good God.
And can you wear my work shirt?
It's legit chicks. It's not even all fat pigs.
No.
You'd think it would just be a bunch of train wrecks.
Yeah.
And granted, there are a bunch of train wrecks on this. There are other girls who will have their pictures up. They're literally the chicks who are posting to Gone Wild and you're getting off to.
Yeah.
Like skinny hot broads.
Yeah.
And then they're just like blowing dudes.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with this or right with it? Honestly. I mean, I'm keeping it in my pants. I got a girlfriend now, and I'm not screwing that up for once. But I'll look at this stuff, and like as soon as I'm done, I'm just like, oh, you hussy. Before that, I'm like, this is the hottest thing ever. And then 30 seconds later, I'm just like, oh, your parents should just shoot themselves. I mean, I don't get how this is a thing.
No, this has been like years and years ago, but my friend Michael... He had someone's password to, and this is before, now it's way mainstream. Like you're saying, like you can practically go to someone's Facebook page and they have a link to something. And you're like, oh my gosh, there's Samantha with her kids in the front lawn and a tire swing. And now here's Samantha naked at the sink with suds on her. You're like, can your husband see
that's
that?
Kind of a weird fetish. There's I think it's called just clothed, unclothed, stuff like that. And guys try to dig up the photos of the chicks clothed.
Yeah.
And it's big putting like a graduation photo.
Yeah.
Or exactly a kid.
Yeah.
Or not a kid.
No. I know what you mean.
Show's about to get seized. A photo of like mommy with the kids.
Yeah.
For the Christmas picture. And then mommy surrounded by other little beings.
This particular website, this is before, now it's mainstream. And now people with phones with the photo sharing and all that, it's so big now, but this was years ago and I forget the name of it, but it was something like, I don't know, Red Door or something like that, but it was pretty much just like a Reddit, you know, just regular people, men and women or couples or whatever, just posting nude photos of themselves or whatever. And some people would just, and it's like this on Reddit too, you just see it would be like Samantha Dunkin' Donuts. And you're like, hey, you want to take your name tag off? Like, not only do we, like, you're.
Chicks do that. Are you kidding? All the time.
You're like,
time
I'm spicy hot coffee, you know, but I can see your name tag.
Yeah. Like, oh, no. People are dumb.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm Judy at Domino's.
I mean, if I were a dude, it's so weird if I were a dude growing up now, because you will literally see Gone Wild posts.
Yeah.
And it's the chick like, I know that the guy in front of me in class was browsing Gone Wild. Hope you like what you see.
Yeah.
Holy, do you know?
Yeah.
If that happened to me, I would run over to the computer science guys and pull out a gun and say, invent a machine that stops time, because it's just downhill from here. That's it.
Yeah, it's disgusting in a sense, though. I mean,
it's bizarre.
I mean, you were saying this too, but it can last forever. Like, I can have this photos last forever. Yeah, you think Snapchat saves you, but that doesn't save you, really.
No, you can just take screen caps of Snapchat. Yeah. Well, what's so bizarre is these chicks eventually, most of them will buzz off and they'll delete their profile and all that. And then there's just other subreddits dedicated to like, hey, remember what's my username? What are all her photos? And some guy, like 2 seconds later, is like, here's a zip file. Enjoy. all these women are archived.
Yeah.
There are guys 1,000 times more into this than me.
Yeah.
I just dip on. This is my easy porn source.
Yeah.
I like to get my whack on and then look at like funny pictures of cats doing crap before and afterwards.
He can't really play a piano. Exactly. That's ridiculous.
And Reddit's is great for both.
Yeah.
But as a dude, it has to be so weird. All of recorded history.
Yeah.
We're the predators.
Yeah.
We're hunting down ass. You ever watch Quest for Fire?
No.
It's literally just Radon Chong. It's actually a caveman movie.
Yeah.
About like acting in the way of cavemen.
Yeah.
So they're not like, do you ever wonder if there's a god, Grunk? Nothing like that. It's just grunting at each other, beating the hell out of each other with clubs. I like that cave bitch over there.
Yeah.
Just smashing her in the spinal column and porking her while she's leaking cerebral fluid out of her.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I mean.
Sounds fun. No yap yap out of this one.
When Thunderdome is the only law, nothing is wrong. But that's what goes on. These chicks are trying to protect themselves.
Yeah.
And these dudes are, again, beating with clubs, doing their thing. And then 9 months later, Jesus happens and babies occur. And that's really the whole thing of Quest for Fire. Now, how do you feel as a guy? You're the lion.
Yeah.
The chick is the gazelle.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do as the lion?
Well, that's like
when the gazelle runs up and is like, you want to nibble, but don't be weird about it.
Well, that's like you were talking about the Reddit chick or the Tinder chick from like a zillion years ago, whatever, months and months ago. But you were like, hey, so we matched. Woohoo. Like, isn't it great? Like, how about your number? Or I give you my number. And she's like, you weirdo. They're like, well, isn't that what Tinder's for? Like,
yeah.
So we connected. Like, you want to. And she's like, you pervert. You're like, what? Like, you weren't even weird about it. Like, tell me your number slowly.
Yeah.
And use a sexy word in between each number.
No, I did my usual, hey, what's up? My funny, flirty crap.
Which that does make it difficult to, like, text and communicate on there. You know what I mean? Just, it's easier when you're actually texting from your phone.
Crappy texting.
Yeah, yeah. So.
I should log back onto my Tinder. I do it, like, once a month now.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but just sex bots.
Oh, really? I haven't logged
like
on mine forever.
You have all your matches, and it'll just, like, I'm too lazy to even click through them at this point.
Yeah.
But all of your matches up front, it'll just be like, I'm just on this site for a good time. And, you know, it's BS right there.
I love lollipops. Like, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank God I'm free of that crap.
Yeah, let me see. I could log on to mine. I haven't logged on there in
I can tell, again, from our numbers. They take a hit whenever you're not trolloping about on the internet.
Yeah, but it's been a long, long time.
If I had my druthers, you'd be on OkCupid, eHarmony,
I just
Match.
Can't do it.
Can you do it? Can you get back on it?
No, I don't think
Can you at least make profiles so people can stumble through it and click and then listen to this crap trying to impress you?
Maybe.
We are literally doing a show right now as we're both like texting on our phones.
Well, I was trying to look up Tinder.
I was just on Facebook. I got no excuses.
It says right now I have 170 messages.
That's insanity.
I mean, just if
that is literal
look
insanity.
It, and that's not even the number of matches. That's just the number of messages. I mean, I could just
guys. This is what being a chick on a dating site is.
Look, it's still scrolling.
I can come back after 2 months and I will have one missed message, 8 spam bots, and 2 sisters because black chicks love me on dating sites.
Yeah,
and I'm a fan of them. So keep bringing that brown sugar, ladies.
Yeah, I didn't. So look, I'll just log off.
Even though I'm not doing anything with it. Yeah. I never know if my girlfriend listens to this. I think she did.
Yeah.
There's always that honeymoon when anyone who likes me
does
2 to 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're funny. And then I behave as if they're still listening. And they just never are again. Not that I have anything to confess, but.
Yeah. I mean, you're fine. You're good. So.
Actually keeping my prick out of anything.
Yeah, that's good.
It is, I suppose. Good for the soul.
I don't like this guy. Who's
something
that?
Like that.
Who is Mr. Chicken Soup that just showed up?
I'm inspired by all people. Yeah, by all people.
Yeah.
Of all people, by Mike Tyson. There we go.
Yeah.
I've been, like I said at the beginning of the show, reading Undisputed Truth.
Yeah.
And my God, that is a book, Allison.
Yeah.
I'm to the point. He hasn't lost to, God, who took his damn crown? Buster Douglas.
Oh, did he? I'm not sure.
In Japan, if I recall. He took the title from Iron Mike. I think he was like a 46-1 underdog.
Yeah.
I'm not quite there right now. I've gotten through Mike's childhood.
Yeah.
All the way up to the Robin Givens marriage.
Right.
And reading about this, it makes me regret every time I ever got off to the Robin Givens Playboy.
Yeah, did you know about her and Brad Pitt? I didn't.
Oh,
know.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. I just heard a blurb about that the other day too. About Tyson rolling up and Pitt was there. I guess he told two different versions of the story. Like he was
First, I heard that. Like, oh, so it was after the divorce? Because Brad.
Yeah,
Pitt
was after the divorce.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Or they were going through it or whatever, but they were still boning every once in a while, and so he thought, you know what? I just finished up these divorce papers or whatever, and I'm gonna go over for a free bone. And when he got there. He says that she was with Brad Pitt. And then another time.
This is like pre-Thelma and Louise Brad Pitt, by the way. This
is
early in his career, Brad Pitt.
But then he tells a different story, I guess, where he said that he went in for the free bone and then she was just pulling up with Brad Pitt. So he didn't actually see them scrumping or whatever.
Yeah, that's new to me that Mike Tyson was in the mix during the Brad Pitt era. But I do know that Robin Givens used to bone him.
Yeah.
That was back when you had only physical porn. There really wasn't internet porn.
I got you.
And so I had 4 Playboys.
Oh.
And Robin Givens naked was one of the 4.
Oh, really?
She had nipples like doorbells, man. Those things were pokey SOBs.
Oh, well, that's fine, isn't it?
No, it's awesome. Are you kidding? I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. I don't like, I've actually, when I did the doula classes that I took, they make you watch these videos from the La Leche League, and they show
the what?
La Leche League.
That's like an ice cream flavor, right?
Close.
Leche Dolce or something.
But
La Leche League? It sounds like a competitive lactating. What?
That's what it is. They're all in capes. They just sit around till their boobs become prunes. See who wins. But basically, they're pro breastfeeding, and there's breastfeeding education and all those kinds of things, and they have lactation consultants, which I took that class too. But you'll watch this video.
I'm getting mildly creeped out. Lactation is that a card? Lactation consultant.
Well, when you're selling farts, I can be a lactation consultant, which I've actually done that before too. So, but anyhow, they show just videos about how to get the baby to latch on and so forth. But you'll see this baby and it's just moving its head and it's going all around and like the nipples like ring, ring, ring. And it's like
they bite the hell out of it. Are you kidding?
It's like stretching around the corner and everything. And I'm thinking, hey.
It's like a Laffy Taffy. It's horrible. They don't recover from that.
It's like the baby's in a burping mode, but the nipple's still in the mouth.
Oh,
the baby's
horrible.
Over the shoulder.
No, I've seen some of that. It's just,
I was like, I have a pair of those. I'm pretty sure they can't do that.
It's violent what those little monsters do to nipples.
I was like, but basically, it's funny.
Shows you that women are full of crap, by the way, too, because you'll do anything with it. They're like, oh, knock it off. That hurt.
Well, some
and the
people.
Baby does it. They're just like, oh, it's the baby. Who cares?
I don't think so. I mean, some people are super. It's like guys with their balls. Like some, you just can't, you know, there's no touching, no anything there. They just, hey, that's, leave my coin purse alone.
It ain't sensitive.
And then the other time people are like, yeah.
It'd be like if you're licking my knee. I'd be like, okay.
But then other people are like, yeah, they're like, you know, you can tug it, you can stretch it, you can
put it up on the clothesline. Put a heel on it.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, you wouldn't want that on your any part of your body.
There are like dudes into S&M that stomped. But I would vomit if I had those stomped. And then I'd murder whoever did it. I do not get some fetishes.
Not until you're recovered and I'm long gone.
Yeah. I would just be hunched over waving a knife. You bitch. I would sound like Napoleon Dynamite after he turned on the time machine. Turn it off.
That's right.
Well, I could have told you that.
I mean, by then I'd have your car keys, my car keys. I'd be in another state by the time you recovered from my heel blast. Like, oh, man.
I can get one grazed. I've had my car, like literally my car keys thrown at me and the tip of one key grazes it. I'm just like, whoa. It's like that suppressed vomit in my trachea noise.
Yeah, I mean, that's not cool. But this whole Tyson thing, like I saw his interview that he did on The View the other day, and he's surprisingly candid, and it is kind of charming.
Opie and Anthony a lot. He's candid if you let him be candid.
Yeah, and he was surprisingly like subdued, almost like in a drug
scene. He's pretty zen right now.
Yeah, I mean, he said he's 90 days clean, you know. But then he said, even on the thing, he was like, you know, life is about ups and downs. So, like, who knows how long this 90 days is going to last.
He's honest. I love the dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, he was just very frank, but in a mellow, subdued kind of way. Like, yeah, I mean, I had so many tricks. You know, so many chicks, it was just like a constant drain, you know, is basically how he's describing it. Just this revolving door of women using his lollipop as a sit and spin.
Well, it's weird. I had never heard about his childhood and death. I just knew he was from the ghetto.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was in street fights.
Yeah.
No kidding. At like age 8, age 9.
Yeah.
Beating grown men.
Yeah.
Like, when he's 11, he was beating up a 27-year-old, stuff like that. The guy was just built for this.
Well, then,
and I mean, he worked so hard at it. I don't want to downplay it.
Yeah.
But he had just this tenacious heart.
Well, he got taken in by the school or whatever.
Custom Auto.
Yeah. And
the old, I was going to say old Dago. And then I just said it.
But I think he kind of conditioned him, and that's kind of where he picked up quote unquote manners and those kinds of things of, you know, how to kind of conduct yourself in public. But
he was off the streets and he goes to this upstate, it was in the Catskills training little house that Cuss ran.
Yeah.
And then just sometimes he'd get out and go back to the hood and beat up people and do stick ups and robberies. It's so amazing. And what bowled me over more than anything, the focus this dude had. You just read about how he thought.
Yeah.
Not even the training.
Yeah.
What he visualized.
Yeah.
How he was like, I will destroy everyone. There's no way I can be defeated. And then the work he put into it with that purpose.
Yeah.
I've never focused on anything in my life like that, Allison. The closest I've come is playing a video game. And I'm just screaming, I will beat this level at some point in my heart of hearts, I know I will, and then I do. Yeah. And you know what I have to show for it? Nothing. A saved game that I delete 2 seconds later to get hard drive space.
Yeah, no legacy, no boxing belts. Yeah.
I got nada. And I know that when he first got the heavyweight belt, or just his belt period, he had chlamydia.
Yeah.
And I knew that, but he tells that I thought he was just infected with it.
Yeah.
He says he got the shot like a day or two before.
Yeah.
And that just makes all of it leak out of you. And he says he was going off like a busted hydrant during the match. But because I suppose everyone's sweating, no one can tell that you've just got chlamydia juice coming out of your briefs.
Hey, you got a little. Oh, it's all right.
Oh, and you learned what a piece of crap Robin Givens was and how manipulative her mom was.
I mean, when I see her in interviews, I just think, oh, man, I'd want to punch her, too. Like, I don't know what he did, but like.
She's so pretty, though.
I mean, she doesn't do anything for me because she has kind of like an air about her. Same with Felicia Rashad. I don't like her either.
Oh, I can tell that. Yeah, I get that air. Does Alicia Keys have that air too? Maya Angelou, Oprah? I get what that air you don't like is, Allison.
No, none of those. But I do get it from Felicia Rashad, and I do get it from Robin Givens.
Mama Crosby, right?
Yeah, when you see her in interviews or something, it's kind of like you just know when they say cut, like she's throwing the mic and where's her water and get her keys.
Lighten up her cool.
I'm just thinking, you know what? I don't like those.
Get me out of this turlet.
You know, and Robin Givens and oh, the victim or whatever. She probably egged him on. It's kind of like my sister with her boyfriend. And
you need to read this book. I got it on Kindle.
Yeah.
I'll be reading it as I watch you. What are you getting done that I have to drop you off for after this?
I don't know. But listen, he did say in this whole view.
Hair dye and something. What is it? Your heels scraped? I forget. What do I have to sit through?
A mani and a pedi.
Ugh.
Isn't that going to be beautiful? It's going to be
get
so...
me something.
We're going to hold hands. That should be enough.
No.
We're going to smile.
I want to have the dead skin scraped off
my
heels like bricks of Parmesan.
Yes, exactly. Anyhow, he did say in this interview, it was so funny. Like, he took everyone by surprise because in this interview, they were saying about his relationship with Robin Givens. And they again asked him, I guess he was on The View before, and they asked him again about the Barbara Walters interview. And I guess afterwards, he went nuts on set or whatever, threw chairs and went bananas. And but during the interview, while she's just saying all these terrible things about him, like, he never really defended himself. I only saw clips of that interview.
I've seen that. It's a very famous interview.
Yeah. But
she's like, yes, Mike is bipolar. Yeah. And he's just sitting there like, what, bitch?
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's just sitting there taking it all in. He said,
oh, yeah,
you know,
he doesn't act up at all.
Yeah. But then afterwards, I guess he went bananas. And he says, well, what do people say about that? And he said to Jenny McCarthy, who's on the show, and he said something like, he said, wow, I don't think
my mom watches it anymore since they lost, who is it, Hasselbeck, and is Barbara gone now?
Well,
too?
I just watched it for the Tyson interview because I was curious about him being on there and seeing what, and I know about this book, and I know he's doing tours now where he does these shows, and they say he's very engaging.
I think the show's over, but
no, I think he's still traveling with it. That's what
he said. He was at the Warner for it, but they're showing it on HBO. I knew eventually they would just record it, and I wouldn't have to go see it live.
But he is traveling with it. Like, he said he was going to England, and he's got all these tour dates booked or whatever. But he said he was comparing his feelings with Robin Givens with Jenny's feelings about her relationship with Jim Carrey. And he said that people probably approach Jenny and say, wow, I bet you wish you were still with him, you know, because he's Jim Carrey. But you really know you're okay because he's a douchebag. And he just said Jim Carrey's a douchebag right on the show. And everyone was like, oh!
And of course, she's going to have to go like, tee-hee, no, he isn't. Yes, he is. Yeah,
exactly.
And everyone's like, oh, Jenny, you're so bad.
But it was so funny.
Get more kids to skip their shots because you think they cause autism, you dumb bee.
Well, I mean, I'm not really into all that. I don't get a flu shot. I don't do any of that either.
I don't get flu shots either.
Why do you keep looking out there?
Because people keep looking in. Open the door. Ask Joe what he wants, please.
Okay, hold on.
Now I'm curious.
Are we all done?
No, we got like 15 more minutes or so.
I have it for 3:30. Yeah, she has it at 3:30.
I booked noon to 4. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. In the reservation it says 3:30. No, we booked.
We definitely booked noon to 4. I never book halves.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. They botched it. I always book noon to 4, like clockwork.
Booked 1 to 5, and she said no, it's booked from 5. So.
Or no, she said I wanted to move it 1 to 5, and she said it's booked 4 onward.
Yeah.
But there's no 3:30.
Yeah. That's what they told me. That's what I booked it for, was 3:30.
Oh yeah, I'm not blaming you on it. Trust me. This is not the first time. Well, that's lovely. I'm sure it made for compelling radio, too.
Oh, my.
That was me having a conversation with the lovely lady who has the studio booked, apparently at 3:30 and not 4.
But they told us. I mean, when we came in, that's what she said. She said it was after 4.
Yes.
And then
we wouldn't lie about this stupid crap. I book at noon to 4 like clockwork.
Yeah.
Like me getting my menzies is booked. And besides, it's 3:29 anyhow, so piss off. How's that? How's that for an answer?
Whoa, easy, Tiger.
I'm just pissed.
Yeah. So, there you have it.
Is that the end of the show? We have to wrap it up because these...
I don't think so.
I wanted to drop one.
I don't think so. We have more time. So, that's their mistake. So, it's not ours.
Well, I don't want this lady punished because they can't do a damn thing, right?
But I mean, they've goofed before. So whatever, whoever's putting it in or whatever. But I mean, you booked this a week ago or whatever. I mean,
it was booked like Monday.
Yeah. So
it was literally confirmed earlier today.
Yes.
In front of you that right. we had this noon to four.
Yeah, exactly. And then you were like, hey,
what the goddamn hell? Seriously. I'm talking to Miriam after this. This is bull, man.
Bull-loney.
Yeah. I wish this weren't a clean episode with you. I'd be... I like had this whole bit. I wanted to do goal setting.
Yeah. I don't care about goal setting.
Yeah, exactly. It involved you getting slightly creative. I thought it'd be funny because Mike Tyson was so big on visualization and setting goals.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I thought it'd be hilarious if we did goal setting because I think we both drift through life like jellyfish with nothing visualized for ourselves.
No, I mean, I could be in Africa, or I could be in Japan or wherever. Yeah.
Yeah, you're still in this toilet with me.
But I've been all over. I haven't just been here. I was living in Illinois. I was living in South Carolina.
You've done a little more than me. I get it.
I was in Miami for 3 weeks. So, you know.
F this, man.
Why? I mean, it's not our fault. We're booked, so we're fine. We're good.
No, I feel bad for someone who got that misinformation.
But that's not our fault, you know?
So. No, but while I'm still heated, I want to talk to Miriam and see Miriam, the program director, chew someone's ass out about it.
Because that's not going to happen sick of this. Here.
Oh, no, I've sicked her on people before. Oh. Miriam's good about that, and I want a show. I am pissed about this, man.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Who's the black broad that signed us in today? I don't know her name.
Stone
She's
face.
New. Oh, God, what a mute. What an effing mute that chick is.
She was just...
Here, Joe's at the door. What's okay. up?
Hold on.
What's up, Joe?
Yeah, well, it's a little weird because you're... Okay, here's your reservation. It says 1:30 to 3:30. And you guys usually don't get it at 1, right?
No.
Who booked it 1?
No.
I booked it, but see, what the weird thing is, it's marking me as I reserved it today. I didn't do that today.
So. You know, we redid it today, but we...
Yeah, I was late. We came in at 12:30, so I said change it 1 to 4 instead of noon to 4 because I didn't want to lose my reservation.
Okay, because she made her reservation on the 10th. So she does have a 3:30 to 6:30 somewhere.
I mean, I'll punch out now, but I'm talking to Miriam about it because something got screwed up, man. I booked this thing 12 to 4 pretty much every Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand, but it's just in the system.
All right, man. I'll punch out on the show then. Give me like 2 minutes. I'll get it wrapped up.
All right. I appreciate that. Yeah, there's a mix up somewhere.
No worries, man.
We'll check your other dates and make sure they're all right.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Lots of worries, Joe. Lots
He's
of worries.
He's loving it.
All right, let's punch out. I just need to get mics and get the hell out of here so we can record at home.
After we just said how much we like it here.
You know what? I take it all back. I'm not going to use your facilities for nothing anymore.
You
are the poorer for it. You've made it through Papa's basement. God bless you, you saint. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Allison Frank.
That's me.
InPapasBasement.com is the website. We have a new episode every Monday and every Thursday. Go to the site, find the iTunes subscription link, and subscribe and rate us and say good things about us. Anything you can do via iTunes is how this show gets noticed. So if you enjoy it, that's what you do. Yeah. Also, check out pfpod.com. That's my football podcast. And
Sounds
my buddy
good.
Howard.
I listen to it all the time. It's
shut
great.
Up. My buddy Howard writes a power ranking every Thursday. He's very proud of it. It's very well done. It is the darling of Reddit, shall we say.
Oh, how about that?
Reddit isn't just good for boobs. You can do that stuff too. And last but not least, thespookiescomic.com. I write that and my buddy draws it. Check that out as well. Let's get out. The
all
reservation's
right.
over, apparently.
We're out.
Let's get out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way.
had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.